The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, this story is such a feel-good story. It's absolutely brilliant, and I'm delighted to introduce two gentlemen. Dwayne Edgar, how are you, Dwayne?
I'm not too bad. Good morning. How are you?
Great. And Carl Taff, how are you?
James, not too bad.
Excellent. So listen, Dwayne, I'm going to start with you. And the story of the Inner City Running Club, in March of 2020, you were laid off due to the pandemic, like so many people. So you started to do something positive. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, so obviously we were laid off in March, and then obviously with the lockdown, obviously the gyms and stuff were closed, so obviously we started training and stuff like that, and obviously running, cycling, swimming, and throughout, I think, March to, say, April, May and June, coming into July then, start obviously getting into a good bit of fitness levels and stuff like that, so what we done was, coming to August, we just kind of had a look and said, you know what, there's never been anything in town in regards to running, swimming or cycling.
Yeah.
As if in the city centre. So me and Carl always kind of said to ourselves, me and Carl are best pals since we're kids, and we always kind of said to ourselves, we'd love to have something together. So a long story short, we put a video out on Instagram, and that was in August. We said, listen, I'm going to set up a running club, and I think within 3 days the video had 20,000 viewers.
Wow.
It blew up, so I was like, Carl, listen, we need a plan, we need to get something in place.
Mm.
We came up with an idea of going to the polo grounds for a fourth run, and I think 46 people showed for the fourth run, which was absolutely amazing, and we were only expecting 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So from the minute we put the video out, we had like a massive following and a massive backing of the community, and then from there on in, like, the club has literally just excelled. Week by week, doubling each week.
And like Carl, as Dwayne was just saying, that there wasn't something organized for, like, in the city, but at the end of the day, like, we're all looking to be outdoors, to be safe, and you can see all around us, like, more and more people are getting fit and taking up various different disciplines. So were you blown away, obviously, by the reaction?
Yeah, as Dwayne said, when we went up to the polo grounds, if we got 5 people up that morning, we thought we would have done a good job.
Yeah.
46 people turned up. I was shaking like a leaf. I was nervous, just saying, Jesus, I didn't expect that, you know what I mean? But just as Dwayne said, it just grew and grew. And then just by word of mouth and everything like that, Instagram, social media,
it just grew
up, you know what I mean?
And Dwayne, I want to ask you, you've also added a duathlon and a triathlon as well.
Yeah, so the plan was with the club, we never just wanted to set the club up. The club was never just set up for a couple of weeks. There was a 5-year plan in place, to be very honest with you.
Yeah.
And because you're so passionate and so driven about the club, so we said, if we're going to do this, we might as well put all of our energy into the club. So the plan was to get people running, get them to a certain sort of type of fitness level. And as I said, when I was laid off over those couple of months, I realised how easy it was to build up your fitness levels with the running, the cycling and the swimming.
Yeah.
So we introduced duathlon, let's just say, in the middle of the summer of this year, and we had 65 of the members of the club take on the first duathlon.
Wow.
And it was absolutely amazing, and you want to see the buzz we had during training. So we ran on a Monday night, we ran on a Wednesday night, we cycled on a Thursday night, and then we did a thing called the brick session on a Saturday. So that means a brick session is when you actually go out cycling and then you run off the bike. So it was a new bit of fitness for the team. It was a new bit of a challenge, and the most of all, the buzz we were having, because there's a thing called a jelly leg when you run off the bike, and you know, some of the people were just like, "My legs won't work."
But it is, it's true, Carl. It's not even just about the physical side of things, isn't it? It's about the fact that people, you know, we mentally needed some sort of escape, and we needed to be around people safely. So mentally it lifts people as well.
Of course. As the man was saying, last year when we got the members up running, a lot of them had no running experience, never ran a day in their life, couldn't run the length of themselves. Well, fast forward on a year, they're at the down duathlons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, people don't know, it's easy to run. People think, like, you have to put on your runners and go full throttle and just blow up. It's a lot easier than that. We set out plans, and then they wouldn't have thought what they've achieved in the last year. It's been unbelievable.
Huge sense
and
we
couldn't be more proud of anybody that's took part and has given myself and Dwayne their time and our their belief in us to get us where we are today.
I love Carl as well, and Dwayne, that you guys have been friends since you were 10. So you've planned, are you going to hold 10 events? You've held 10 events in the past year. Your next 5 and 10K is a night run on the 10th of September. And then, Dwayne, you're heading to the Rome Marathon, is that right? Are you attempting to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I said, going back to a year beforehand, so literally the club was going a year Saturday previous. So we had 36 members. Out of those 36 people, we got taken 14 of those guys to Rome a year later to run the first ever marathon.
Jeez, that is amazing. The story
in itself is unbelievable. And me and Carl Conti say, yes, we are the driving force behind the club. Me and Carl are two buzzers. You know, we have the people in the club calling us at the deck at the moment because all we do is just keep cracking each other up. But, like, you know, we set the tone, but without the people that we actually have in our club, and to be honest with you, it's actually that NRC community spirit. It's the crack, it's the buzz, it's people being real sharp, you know, with the slaggins and the banter. And without the members in the club wouldn't be where it is today.
I really love the story, and you're both so positive, and it's such a pleasure to speak to both of you, and I really appreciate your time. So at Inner City Running is where people can find you on Instagram. And Dwayne, you have a little bit of a showbiz past, don't you? Dwayne, do you mind if I just dig up something from the past? Okay, here we go.
I mean, seriously, I want whatever you've got. You actually do have everything, other than arguably the most important part of this, which is a good singing voice.
Boy, now sorry, but that's what I want. I want someone like the first step judges to walk in me, so my voice can get better.
But Dwayne, within a singing competition, you're going to get mauled here.
Bit harsh, but true.
Dwayne, that was in front of Simon Cowell, Katy Perry, Louis Walsh, and Cheryl.
Oh, I had to catch me on the hop day.
What did you sing?
We do it downstairs.
You can do it again if you want.
I tell you what, you get me in the studio like one more time.
Oh my God, that is brilliant. Well, listen, your singing career didn't take off, but your running career has. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks
this morning.
So much. Absolutely.
Thanks,
brilliant.
Thank you.
Take care, bye. At Inner City Running, if you want to find them on Instagram. Oh, there's Katy Perry.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.